Come in, Sister Sade.
I've lost the use of my heart, but I'm still alive. Still looking for the light. The endless pool on the other side. It's a wild, wild west. I'm doing my best. A soldier of love, every day and night. I'm a soldier of love, all the days of my life. I've been torn up inside.
My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, recording date Sunday, August the 10th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador, servant of 4 and 2, the Rastafari movement, for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom and queendom of Islam. The kingdom and queendom of peace. Going back to peace. Going back to the waters of noon. Going back to the Almighty. Going back to living and existing. Going back to that time of peace. No boundary, no barrier. Nothing but love, peace, and righteousness, and tranquility. That's what we are about. We are the soldiers of love. So, sisters and brothers, Paul, I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked that that word conversation in the English, in the European Greek, means to overturn and overthrow. I was absolutely amazed and shocked. I only looked this up this week. I read the New Testament 3 times, but I've not researched the definition of that word. Paul is telling us that his whole work is about the overthrow of Rome, Caesar, the Roman Senate, and the Roman banking institutions of that day, the Roman Empire, colonizer, warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction. Can we say the same? Can we say that our conversation is geared to the overthrow of the system and the destruction of the lies told to us that keep us divided from each other? Are we able to say, like Paul, that our conversation is for the overthrow of this system, the overturning of this system? So this sets us up for the book of Revelation, chapter 4. After the letters written to the 7 churches of Asia, these churches that were set up by Paul, if I understand the history correctly, and the word Paul means small, and the smallest particle is the atom. But the atom, so small, is that entity from which the whole of the universe comes. And that atom, that atom that the ancient Africans referred to as, is the same Christos that you read of in Scripture. The word Christos is the New Testament form of the ancient African atom that is descriptive of the hydrogen atom in the universe being that smallest particle from which everything and everyone comes that is prevalent on your table of elements. So now when I think of Paul, I think of all of that because we're tuning in to African science. So John wrote seven letters to those seven churches that Paul set up. And John is a revolutionary apostle. So John wants to overthrow Rome, overthrow the Roman Empire. Is John mean beloved? I think John means loved one and beloved one. So this is a word that is descriptive of the universe. Let me see if I can hit this word John quickly. Come on, let me find John. Where are you, John? John is defined as Jehovah is a gracious giver. All right. And in the ancient African Hebrew, it's Yohanan, Jehovah has graced, and the grace portion means that the Almighty is actually setting up an encampment around the poor working class masses whom are loved by the Almighty Father, Mother, Yahuwah, to protect the poor working class masses from the wicked machinations of the wicked ruling class and ruling families who wage warfare and bloodshed on and against the poor working class night and day. So this grace of the universe, this grace that equates to everything good and wonderful in the universe, all the way down to the atom, proton, neutron, electron, all of it good, all of it propagating life, will come to our aid and is come to our aid. And Jehovah has graced, means Yahuwah has graced, means Father, Mother, Yahuwah, the begetting one and the conceiving one, begetting, conceiving, giving birth to life and existing, causing the existence of the universe and everything and everyone and every facet of the universe. All of this power has come to our aid and given us grace and is our protection against the wicked. All of that in the word Yohanan, John, an apostle representing the mind of the universe, representing the mind to overthrow all wickedness, all slavery, all colonialism, all exploitation, all debt, all usury, all misappropriation of land and peoples and resources and wealth. See, Paul let us know what this whole thing is about, to overthrow an apt and harmonious constitution, order, and government. The wicked ruling class and families have an order, and we must overthrow that order. So John, in chapter 4, verse 1 says, After this I looked, after the letter to the churches, and Yahushua talking about standing at the door and knocking, and Yahushua talking about our attitude of being apathetic, not hot, not cold, how we have deceived ourselves into thinking we're okay and we're not, into thinking that we're rich and we're not. When you have all this, when you have all this poverty all over the earth, when you have all of this poverty in the United States of North America, and then we want to sit around and talk about how we're doing all right, we're doing okay, we're well off. No, not until every human being has a portion in the wealth of the universe that is our divine right by the Almighty. And so when you check the poverty in America, when you check out, see, I'm going back to what Yahushua said to us, that we say we're well off, that we're rich, that we're okay, and we're miserable because we have to be, because the masses are tore up and messed up and oppressed, and you can't be happy with all this oppression all over the earth. They tell us we have nothing for education. That's what the technocrats tell us. They tell us we have nothing for health care. The technocrats talking. They tell us we have no revenues for the cities and the counties and the states and the nation to do the business of the city, the county, the state, and the nation. All lies, all fictitious narrative. Just look at Israel. $3 billion of your and my money given every year to Israel to commit genocide on the Palestinian people. How can we be happy? How can we say we're rich when $3 billion of our dollars is taken from us every year to be used to kill men, women, boys, and girls? No, we're miserable and we're poor and we're oppressed and we have to come together. Unite with the power of the Almighty. Unite with the power of the universe. Unite with the grace, with all that is good and righteous within ourselves, the universe, our sacred, divine, feminine soul consciousness. So after all of this truth that Yahushua told John, Apostle John, after Yahushua talked about how we will be able to sit in the throne of the Almighty. What does that mean? Well, I speculate that the universe, the sun moving in its orbit around a portion of the universe that is absolutely pitch black, from which comes the power that regulates and orders the universe. Did we not talk about wisdom and the ordering and governing of the scriptures? The universe is the original scripture. That pitch blackness, that thick triple blackness, black is not evil, black is righteous, black is birth, black is from which life comes, the black carbon of life, the black atom of life from which life comes. So this pitch blackness, sun orbits around that pitch blackness, ever before the throne of the Almighty. How is that? Well, for the sun to move in a circle over the 26,000 year period of time of the reverse zodiac, 360 degrees, if you are in the center of the circle watching the sun is ever before you. So that inner sanctum of the universe, that inner sanctum sanctorium of the universe from which all the power regulating the universe comes, that the ancient Kemet Egypt sisters and brothers referred to as Amun and Amunet, and also referring to those powers, Kuk and Kaket, Ha and Harhet, Nun and Narnet, all of these words having to do with that power that regulates the universe, and that power that is in the universe, and that power that is within ourselves. So the sun, the Christos, the hydrogen atom, ever before the throne of the Almighty. After all of this truth that was told by Yahushua, how Yahushua told us to unite and we will be placed in that throne. We will be tapped into that very science that that Yahuwah uses to govern the universe, so that we may use that same science of life of the universe to govern ourselves, govern our lives, to behave ourselves, conduct ourselves according to living and live and live and life. So after all of that beautiful, righteous testimony of Yahushua telling us to listen to Mother Holy Spirit, to listen to intellect and reason. See, warfare, bloodshed, division, death, hell, destruction is irrational, unreasonable, not the norm of the universe. What they say, the universe is 94 billion years old. How long has man been on the earth? Not that long compared to 94 billion years. And I believe the sun is 94 billion light years away. And so our time on the earth is short, and our wickedness as human beings against each other is even shorter. So the prevailing reality in the universe is truth, justice, and righteousness. So all of this wickedness is abnormal, unreasonable, irrational. So to tie in with the sacred, divine, feminine spirit, energy, entity of Mother Holy Spirit means once again we must rise up and overturn this system in our minds and all over the earth. After Yahushua says to us to listen to the Spirit, listen to Mother Holy Spirit. You say Mother Holy Spirit? Yes, Mother Holy Spirit. That word spirit in the Greek is neuter. In Rome is transgendered, but in the African Hebrew language is feminine, because she's our mother and the womb through whom we are born, reborn, resurrected, and the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. So after all of that, John says, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Whereafter? Here on this earth after that which you have seen, and here on this earth after the wickedness of this wicked system. We need to get through this time period of tribulation and extend our existence into here after all the wickedness is gone, after all the wickedness is dissipated, after all the wickedness is ceased, and we are able to create a system that is scientifically based on the science of the heavens, sun, moon, stars, planets. Oh, my brother Neil deGrasse Tyson said in one of his programs in the cosmos, if you study solar energy and how the sun converts energy from the rays of the sun into the earth realm, and that energy is translated into life for all that exists on this planet, we would be able to create a system that wouldn't even have to burn gas and all that pollutes the earth. So this is what we are moving towards. After this, I looked. The word looked is to see, to perceive with the eyes, perceive by your senses, to notice, discern, discover, turn the eyes, the mind, the attention to anything, to pay attention, to observe, to see about something, to examine and behold, to experience any state or condition, to have an interview with, to visit, to know anything, understand, perceive any fact, to perceive and know the force and meaning of something which has definite meaning, to know how, to be skilled in, to regard one, to cherish, to pay attention to. So Johannes, the revolutionary apostle Johannes, whose words are geared to overthrow Rome and the Senate, is looking at something, is looking at that which we must rise up in our consciousness and look at and adore. It says, behold. Let's see what this word behold is. Behold, see, lo. And so look, behold, check this out. A door opened. And the word door is thera, thura. And this word is feminine. Door, vestibule, an opening like a door, an entrance, a passage into. The door through which the sheep go in and out. The name of him who brings salvation to those who follow his guidance. So Yahushua is the door. But what does that mean? That means that health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance, these principles are the door. And vengeance on us if we do not seek to liberate and deliver the human family so that the whole human family may experience health, wealth, and prosperity from the universe and from ourselves and from each other. The Most High wants to take vengeance on the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families for shutting us out of such wonderful, fabulous reality. You have to know the language and know that Yahushua is a language and understand the language. Then we understand the door through which we must go. But the word door is feminine. And the feminine counterpart of Yahushua is Yahshua. Three syllables. Yahshua, also having to do with salvation and liberty and being delivered. Yahushua, masculine, sacred, divine. Yahshua, feminine, sacred, divine. This is the door through which we must enter into the door of the kingdom of heaven, likened to a palace, denotes the conditions which must be complied with in order to be received into the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God in heaven is within. So it is within ourselves that we must go. It is within our spirit, that's feminine, within our soul, feminine, within our consciousness, feminine, within our heart, within ourself. Tap into that sacred, divine, feminine power of ourselves as men, women, boys, and girls. Be a soldier of love. Love the human family. Love the poor working class masses of people. Never let it be that we get so frustrated that we can't even stand up for the oppressed, the poor, the working class masses, and we say, well, everybody's wicked, everybody's evil, I can't choose no side. No, that is not scripture. That is not Bible. Jesus in Luke 4 and 18 says, he is here. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he, it says he, we know it's he and she, Yahuwah has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The poor, the poor. We know the poor are messed up. We know that we are messed up human beings. full of all manner of wicked thoughts and evil, but come clean us up and give us the message that is for us the poor, that we may be elevated. Preach deliverance to the captive. We who are in jails and in prisons, in the prison of this system, and in literal prisons created by the system. Preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised. This means to free those who are oppressed, who have been made blind, mirrored, blind mentally, spiritually, morally, and physically. This is who we are to choose to be with: the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Did not James tell us what good religion was? That good religion is seeing about the poor, seeing about the oppressed, seeing about the widows, seeing about the fatherless. These are the requirements of entering into the kingdom of heaven. Rising up as one, rising up as one people, overcoming sectarian violence, sectarian divisions, enmity, animosity, and jealousy. Overcoming all of that and using our conversation, using our actions, using our organization in order that we may overturn and overthrow the system, rid ourselves of such wicked, nasty, no good, rotten, unscientific system of death, hell, and destruction, and let us become the door for the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, that we may see each other and see nothing but love and truth and righteousness from and through each other, because we have dared to, no matter the odds, stand with and for the oppressed masses of the proletariat, black, brown, red, yellow, white peoples of the earth. This is our duty. Every prophet, every apostle, every disciple, you might say except for Judas, but other than Judas, all of them stood for the oppressed masses. And even Judas started off standing with the oppressed masses, but then trailed off and became dissatisfied with the method of Yahushua. Yahushua didn't want to see bloodshed. Yahushua is trying to teach wisdom, and did teach wisdom and knowledge to the minds of the people. This door is feminine. And the door to the mind is feminine because the mind is the womb. But that womb acts on sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine polarity, because the word entering into the divine vaginal tract called the ear, that word goes into the womb of the mind and takes root, and then ideas begin to spring up and grow, and then those are turned into actions that are administered all over the earth. This is the science of the door. This is the science of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. So, this sacred divine feminine door, I looked and behold, a door was opened. The word opened is this word, sisters and brothers.
Strong's G455, anoigo, anoigo.
Open the sacred divine feminine door of your spirit, mind, heart, and soul. Open your consciousness. Let's open up this door so we can receive the divine righteous word of the Almighty. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.